Universal Times. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Investigation into the California shooting. The biggest question, why? The husband and wife who shot 14 people to death at a California holiday party Thursday had 12 pipe bombs, bomb-making materials, and thousands of rounds of ammunition in their apartment. The biggest question left for investigators, of course, is why the couple did what they did. David Bowditch is the assistant director of the FBI's Los Angeles office.
We are trying to determine the motive. We do not yet know the motive. We cannot rule anything out at this point.
Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife Tashfeen Malik were killed in a shootout with police near the handicap training session where they shot and killed 14 people and wounded 21. Fighting was reported in central Somalia Thursday, a day after the leaders of the rival Puntland and Galmudug administration signed a peace agreement. A VOA reporter in the town of Galkayo said the fighting began early Thursday with heavy gunfire. He said both sides used mortars. Medical officials say at least 10 people were killed and more than 30 others were wounded. British warplanes have begun carrying out airstrikes in Syria shortly after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy to defeat the Islamic State group. Royal Air Force Tornado fighter jets took off from a British airbase in Cyprus, struck targets in Syria, and returned safely to the base, British defense officials reported early Thursday. The defense ministry later said the bombs targeted the ISIS-controlled Omar oil fields but did not provide details of the strike's results. The corruption scandal involving football's world-governing body FIFA has widened. On Thursday, the U.S. Justice Department named 16 additional FIFA officials indicted for racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering conspiracies and corruption. The latest indictments bring the total number of individuals and entities charged.